A TV show has profiled an unsolved mystery.
A group of young women who have become known as the Humboldt Missing Five because they each.
The first woman, Jennifer Wilmer, went missing in 1993. The most recent, Danielle Bertolini, in 2014.
Danielle had just moved to Fortuna from Maine, lured by the natural beauty of Northern California.
She loved outdoors, hunting, fishing, loved.
She was last seen getting into a car.
And Danielle's disappearance gives police their first break in the case of the Humboldt Missing Five. When they discover the man driving that car was the boyfriend of another woman who disappeared just a week earlier.
We have the same.
Jim person. Jones is the boyfriend. The second woman is Sheila Melissa. Franks. Franks' sister, Melissa Wallstrom.
Sister, he told the police that him and Sheila were at the house and she decided she wanted to go for a walk. So she just left walking, and the last time he seen her was at the end of the road.
Which made Jones the last known person to see both Sheila and Danielle alive.
But police had no evidence any of the women had been harmed until last year.
When this skull was found on a local riverbed and determined to be that of Danielle Bertolini, who is now presumed to have been murdered and most likely mutilated.
It was pretty emotional.
Fortuna policeman Brian Taylor says Jim Jones is a person of interest.
But there's not enough at this point to say, yes, he is our primary suspect.
KimKemp.com reports you can watch the full story at CrimeWatchDaily.com.